Music from Kathleen Edwards' latest album, that's Empty Threat. You can find that on her new one, Voyager. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WYSO. I'm Juliet Frumholt, and if you're just tuning in, we've got Peter Benkendorf and Terry Welker in the studio. They are talking about all sorts of cool things that are happening in the community as far as the arts. And when we last spoke, just a few minutes ago, we were talking about the idea of the Blue Sky Project using space and places in downtown that are currently not being used. And Terry, you are here has to do with place in a very different kind of way. Tell us about You Are Here, because it is quite the project, quite the concept.
Well, let me start off with one way to make it immediately tangible, and thank you for having us here at YSO. And WYSO and live radio, I think, exudes You Are Here-ness. This is it's about living in the moment. And this is a project that actually began over a year ago with a collaboration of artists and technologists who are looking for ways to help our own thinking evolve on a lot of issues. And as we were looking at some of the things that we'd had on our shelf, one of the things we were interested in was the notion of geography and how whenever you travel, you look at the map and you see that ubiquitous arrow that says, you are here. And it raises us funny questions. How do you know I am here? And what does that really mean? So it's began as a funny question, but it actually, as we began to think about it, is what it meant for us in terms of geography and as, I guess, a psychographic way of looking at the world as well, that we said we wanted to explore this idea and see what it meant. And one night as we were gathering over at the Blue Sky Gallery, I was walking across the courthouse square, and I snapped a picture, and I decided to do a sketch, and I said, what if we were to take something like the old courthouse, something, it's a place that's in the middle of the Dayton area, and think about how to transform it in a way that's both respectful of our past and yet helps us to imagine a future. And I think this began partly as a personal exploration for me. I don't want to take credit for everything that we're doing, of course, but there's because this is a big group project, a lot of people involved with it, but my initial thinking on it derived from the notion of how we identify ourselves as a community. And we shouldn't be trying to identify ourselves by comparing ourselves to Cincinnati or Columbus or Indianapolis or any place else, frankly. We need to – one of the ways to think about ourselves coming together as a community is we have to be more introspective initially before we can tell the world about it. And so the You Are Here project began as an idea to create an art installation – to transform the courthouse, to get people to pause and think and consider the possibility of celebrating the fact that you are here in Dayton, Ohio, and taking pride in that. Whether you're from the suburbs or whether you're from a surrounding county, we all, to a certain degree, gather our identity from the center of our place here, which is the downtown, and in the middle of downtown, which is probably the most public place we have, the most memorably public place that we have in the city is Courthouse Square, and that wonderful object that sits in the middle of it. So I also want to say a big shout out to Dayton History for working with us and a number of other organizations that have been supportive of the cause. And so we're going to have fun on Urban Nights as we transform the courthouse.
Now, if any of our listeners have been out and about this summer, they may have run into Terry or Peter or somebody else sort of handing out and sporting these You Are Here stickers that you guys brought along. It's been kind of I've been hearing rumblings about this and seeing little signs and symbols throughout the summer, but this is kind of the big unveiling, if you will, on Urban Nights, it seems.
Yes. We ran a couple of pilot projects, one earlier at the Spring Urban Nights down at the Yellow Cab building, and we had a couple of thousand people come by and participate in Christina Parema's
That's your Luddite Twitter.
Yeah, Luddite Twitter project, which was a lot of fun, where people became really expressive in a very slow manner. But we have this big, giant map of the world that not just – it has everything in the universe on it. It has, obviously, a lot of text on it, including heaven, hell, nirvana, Neverland, places that people identify with in terms of where they've been and where they're going, and – help us to, you know, consider the possibilities. Like, what does it mean to consider you are here? So the more we've explained this idea, the more gravity it's gathered over time. So we did that as a rollout, as an experiment to see how people would react to the idea. And currently the You Are Here map, as well as some artist interpretations of the old courthouse itself, are currently on display at the Dayton Visual Arts Center for a couple of weeks. And then we're going to be moving that artwork to the old courthouse for Urban Nights, where a number of other things are going to occur.
Tell us about those other things. I know you've got quite the impressive list of collaborators. I saw some great spoken word artists on there. There are visual artists. It seems like you've got people from all over the community that are somehow pitching in and offering what they can to this transformation.
Well, let me begin with a way of sort of looking at this, kind of how you would begin to do this. First of all, the project is what we call an open source idea. That means it's shared through the community. Nobody owns it. It doesn't require consensus to adopt the idea. You just give credit where credit is due, and it's open to multiple interpretations. So that means this is something that's easy for people to adopt in their own way. If you ask, well, am I allowed to do this here or there? Can I use this? The answer is yes. We're open to all of those things. At a certain point in time in the project, we do have to focus for that particular evening. But there'll be things going on inside the courthouse as well as outside. Inside the courthouse, and Peter, you can help me remember if I've forgotten some, but the beautiful oval room has got wonderful acoustics. And so what better place for the spoken word? And if you ask the question, well, what would Paul Laurence Dunbar be saying? He wouldn't be talking about the issues of the day. He'd be talking about what's going on today. And so we have our own contemporary poet, urban poet Sierra Leone, and a group of friends who's going to be performing that evening in the inside the courthouse. We also have music, live music, with members of Burnt Sugar. That's
Lafresky and Jared Nickerson. Burnt Sugar actually will put a plug in for the Downtown Revival Festival. We'll be actually playing the VIP concert and at 1 o'clock on Saturday. But it turns out, although they're New York based, Lafrey and Jared are both Dayton natives, and so they've chosen to stick around for an extra week and participate with us in the You Are Here. And so they're going to be part of the spoken word live performance in the old courtroom.
Yes, and then also participating in that is Chris Shea. As many of you may know from Free Shakespeare, he's going to be doing his own interpretation of Shakespeare in Dayton, perhaps. I don't know. He's going to invent something. I trust him to do that well. And again, we'll have the artwork that will be from various local artists that are will be inside there, as well as our You Are Here map that people can participate with. Who doesn't like stickers, right? So
I love that's stickers.
So that'll be happening inside. And then outside, you'll know that we're there because one of the big pieces we're going to have is a giant helium-filled balloon that has our famous arrow that says "You Are Here" on it, floating over the courthouse, in front of the courthouse. It's how big is it?
That's about 15 feet tall.
Right. Filled with helium. It's a Macy's-style balloon. And so that'll be a fun, exciting moment. It'll be a photo op for you and your friends if you're on Courthouse Square walking by or want to identify yourself with the world as being in Dayton. This is the place to do it. On the ground underneath that, the Metro Parks is working with one of their sponsors, Green Velvet, to create a big, giant green arrow on the ground that the arrow floats over. That'll be in the center front of the courthouse. One of the things happening on the street for the first 3 hours, say from like 5 to 8 o'clock, Glenna Jennings is going to have a photo booth where she's going to be doing, I would say, portraits of the community during that time period. And what will happen about 8 o'clock as dusk sets in, we're going to turn the lights on the courthouse off, and we're going to be doing full-scale projections of those portraits in a kaleidoscope fashion, actually, on the courthouse. From 8 o'clock to 11 o'clock, John Rensel with Light Fantastic has graciously donated his time and effort to facilitate working with Teresa Oliveria and Glenna Jennings and students from UD. We have a big volunteer crew for that part of it who will be facilitating the projection. So it'll be a new way of sort of projecting our community on a historic object like that. And see, then the last thing, dance. Peter, you want to maybe...
Sure, we've got I think three different dance groups all going to be participating. At 8 o'clock, Michael Grooms' Smag Dance Collective is going to be performing. At 8 o'clock, you're going to get a sneak peek of Rodney Veal's migration piece that is going to be premiering the next night prior to the Blue Sky Final Exhibition. And then at 9 o'clock, Crystal Michelle and Alexis Britford, who are both DCDC dancers, and some of their friends are going to be performing. And they're once dusk sets in, they're going to be doing some interesting performance, no sound, but using light projection and shadows against the old courthouse. Should be very, very, very exciting. And I do want to add one thing. You may have heard Terry mention that the video projection is going to be going on from 8 until 11 o'clock. Urban Nights usually ends at 10, and so we have gotten permission from both Dayton History and the Dayton Police Department to extend the video projection for an extra hour. So we encourage folks, because it's very hard to hit all the parts of town when Urban Nights is going on, and although a lot is happening at Courthouse Square, you might be over at Wright Dunbar or the Oregon District or down by Riverscape. We've got the got lots of good things going on. So if you're looking for something to do that last hour from 10 to 11, you want to extend your evening, we'd certainly encourage you to come by and join us in celebrating what it means to be here in Dayton, Ohio.
It sounds like you've got quite the impressive mix of co-collaborators with this. You know, Dayton History, Five Rivers Metro Parks, SMAG Dance Collective, members of DCDC, Sierra Leone. Was it... When you first came up with this idea, was it a hard sell to get folks involved, or did everybody just kind of hop on and really get behind this idea?
Well, it wasn't a hard sell at all, actually. We just sort of asked people the question, what does it mean to you? And they said, well, they were pretty clear about what it meant to them. And they all, if anything, we've had to put a lot of ideas on the back shelf, maybe for the next go round. So we see this as taking on a life of its own in a way. So we're pretty careful. One of the reasons that we sort of rolled it out slowly was to let it have a more viral growth, to make sure it was natural and not forced, and give the idea time to digest, perhaps, and so that people have the ability to express in an appropriate manner. You know, One of the things that's a challenge with this, of course, is that if you give it too much time, then you just worry it to death and plan it to death, and it is less than genuine. And yet, if it doesn't have enough time, doesn't really have opportunity to be as meaningful as it could be.
We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to come back and talk about what's next for both the Blue Sky Project and You Are Here. And we'll also remind you of how you can go see and experience all of this cool stuff. It's coming up next on Kaleidoscope on WISO. Right now, here's a new one from Seawolf. This is called Old Friend.